Wrangell's annual health fair is nearly a month away. The fair has been sponsored by the hospital for over 17 years. Kathy Gross is the manager of the records department at the hospital and also the co-chair for the annual health fair. She says the fair is special to the area.
We're one of two community-sponsored health fairs in the state of Alaska, which is really kind of cool because it kind of singles us out. It's a good opportunity for the community members in Wrangell to come together and learn about different health-related organizations and things that are available in our community and also from out of town.
This year's health fair will offer the same general testing as last year's. Tests cover liver function, kidney function, blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood counts. Gross says they are also offering a thyroid screen and a prostate screen for men. Lab manager Desia Quinya broke down actual costs of lab tests compared to the reduced health fair costs.
Profile is $422.87. TSH, that is for thyroid test, it's $180.56. PSA, that is for the prostate test, it's $203.88.
So how much does that all total?
All this, it's around 800, I think.
And how much is the health fair then?
So for the health profile, we are giving that for $25. For the TSH and PSA, $25 each too. So it, for the men, they will be paying $75 if they want the complete test. For the women, it's only $50.
Gross says the health fair enables people to catch serious health problems early in an affordable way.
We've had a few saves over the years. People come in with really high, you know, an abnormal result, and with that abnormal result, they're able to work with their primary care provider on that. There are a lot of people in the community that are either do not have insurance or are underinsured, or their insurance companies won't pay for the screening. That's in the beginning, that was the primary reason that the hospital took on the health fair, was to be able to continue that service. It's grown over the years, but really the blood screening, the health profile, the thyroid and prostate screens are the primary function of the health fair. That's the base for what everything else has come from. So it's really important we offer those at a very discounted rate for people in our community.
Gross says 5 new booths are expected to come to the fair this year and that they're already up to 36 vendors.
We have somebody coming from Ketchikan General Hospital. She's a patient advocate, and she's going to help. Her job enables her to help with people who have to travel to Ketchikan for medical. So that she's going to be here in town to meet with people. We also have the Alaska Kidney Foundation coming in. We also have a group called Know Your Numbers, and they're going to start working with the community members on weight and cholesterol and that kind of thing, your blood pressure, making sure, you know, keeping track of that kind of stuff. And then we also have an organization called the Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Those are all the new booths, and it was really exciting to see that many new ones on our list, and we're still, you know, a month out from the health fair.
The health fair could not happen without sponsors. Gross says the fair has continued to grow because of sponsor support.
We actually had one of the best turnouts last year that we've ever had. We had a record number of booths, and it just felt like the whole community, it seemed like, was there. I would guess that, you know, probably about half the residents in Wrangell were through there at some point. And I think a lot of the success that you see from our health care is related directly to the number of volunteers and sponsors we get every year, the new sponsors coming in, the ones who are repeats from years past, you know, that just think it's really important to bring that information to our community. Every employee that you see at the health fair, the day of the health fair, is volunteering their time for that. Lots and lots of volunteer time, not just the hospital employees, but a lot of other organizations and stuff in town and from out of town. It's just a lot of volunteers that make it happen.
Pre-registration for the event will be March 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at City Market and Bob's IGA. The health fair is April 2nd from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Nolan Center. If you're unable to make the date of the fair and interested in testing, contact the hospital. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.